If you are new to our channel, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Lee from Milwaukee, Oregon asked us, he's got corn growing, it's knee high and starting to tassel. Can you just take the tassels off and let it do its thing, or will that kill the plant to prohibit the ears from growing? And at this point, your corn is already stressed. That's why it has gone to tassel. The only answer there is to pull it up and replant. Keep it watered. Keep the nutrients to it. That's the only way you're going to fix the problem. That's a terrible answer to have, but that is the only answer that is correct on that situation. We had it happen to us where it didn't get watered correctly. It was very variations in height, and it tasseled, and we had to just pull it up and start over. We were able to get another crop that year, but that was the problem.
Right. So that's one. They want to know also where you can get that handy safety knife.
Mm-hmm.
And the handy safety knife is a knife that's basically on like a ring. It's really handy and safe for all sorts of uses in the garden. You can go to handysafetyknife.com, and then you can use code WVG for 10% off.
How do I get rid of what I believe is Creeping Charlie?
Well, Creeping Charlie is, unfortunately, an unfortunate plant to have in your garden. It's a weed, and it makes this, like, web of roots underneath your soil.
It's related to the mint family.
It is. You can actually make, like, Creeping Charlie tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's related to the mint family, but most of us have more than enough to make tea. So what you can do is you can smother it out. You can pull out as much as you can and put weed fabric over it, or you could...
Black plastic. You're
going
to radiate the roots and kill everything in that soil, but you're going to kill the plant. You know, it's easy to bring back the microbial life. That's not a problem. After, it may take 3 or 4 months to purge or to kill everything in that area.
Right. So that's a good way of getting rid of weeds, is that black plastic. It bakes them, and it's thick. Yeah, you want thick black plastic. And that's between the sun and everything. It bakes those weeds. But that's one answer for Creeping Charlie, along with trying to pull it out as much as you can. Otherwise, BioSafe is a great product. They have what is that spray?
It's a non-selective herbicide designed for organic gardens, and it will kill anything that it comes in contact. It's not got the glyphosate.
Yeah. So it's a
safer version of a weed killer.
Right.
And what we've done...
And you've been using it on thistles.
I've been using it on everything. The beds in which I have it planted, I will put it in a pump sprayer, and I will just spray all the vegetation, and it kills the plants, and it doesn't affect the soil. It doesn't kill the soil microbial life. It's very, very effective, and it works incredibly well.
Right. So that's one thing. And so if you go to biosafe.net, you can use the code TWVG at checkout to save 10%.
And they have more than just the weed killer.
Yeah, they have like house cleaning stuff, and like it's not harmful.
Right. I wanted to. What does the F1 and F2 mean on the containers or the packages of sweet corn that I would like to purchase? What does that mean? Can you help me out?
Sure. So F1, F2 means first generation or second generation. It's just a generational hybrid. So it means that F1 means that was the first generation of the hybrid of the corn, and then the second would be the F2. So basically, if you want to grow corn to save the seed, you want to grow an organic heirloom corn. If you just want to enjoy the corn, a lot of times those hybrids are a lot easier to grow.
Right, just like a hybrid tomato or pepper, they have taken the...
They have favorable traits. So
right.
Like something like they might be crossing...
Not genetically modified.
Not genetically modified, but crossing with like either botanists or horticulturists would cross the two favorable genetics, like drought tolerant, heat tolerant, something like that.
Right, and that's the thing with any of those. And people ask, you know, what do we recommend? Well, we are traditionists. We like to grow the organic and the heirloom, because we like the old favorites, the brandy wines, the beefsteaks, that type of thing, the black crims. There's nothing wrong with growing hybrids at all. Absolutely not. You just don't want to save the seeds to grow next year, because the favoritism is not going to be
right
there. Question is, can I use black walnut leaves in or as mulch? And black walnuts trees produce a chemical through its roots called jugulong that prohibits a lot of vegetation from growing. It's kind of a self-defense mechanism in the soil. Even when the tree is cut down, those toxins can stay in the soil for 10 to 15 years. Now, by increasing the pH level in that soil and by regularly tilling that area up and exposing that soil to the atmosphere, you can decrease the amount of jugulong in that soil. And you can, after several years, try planting a trial garden there, a couple of plants, and seeing if those will even germinate. Certain experts say never put any black walnut leaves in a compost pile. Certain individuals will use them because the leaves actually contain that jugulong, that toxicity. Will use those as a mulch over areas in which they do not want vegetation to grow. They call it killer mulch to get rid of unwanted plants. Now, you can take, if you have a small amount of black walnut leaves, you can take and chip them up and add them to the compost pile. The experts at Ohio State say that a well-shredded walnut leaves put into your compost pile and the compost pile heated up properly. After a month of a hot compost pile, the harmful capabilities of those leaves are all but gone, so you don't have to worry too much about it. But if you're just doing that specifically, you want to take some of that compost that you've created and actually plant some beans and some tomatoes in there and see if they will actually germinate to make sure that toxicity is all the way gone. Our next question, we get several questions through our garden talks in regarding to getting or keeping wild turkeys out of their garden and yard. Well, one, you want to make sure your garden is less friendly. That means keeping your lawn cut short, making sure the grasses don't go to seed for them to feed off of, making sure that any brush or hedges are trimmed back accordingly so they don't have a place to kind of feel secure in your yard and they don't have a place to roost. Remove temptations. If you have a small garden, cover it with a wire, like a chicken wire, poultry fencing, something of that area to reduce them from flying in, if you're able to do that, or just kind of put a barrier up, a fence of some sort. Harassing the birds obviously will work. If you're able to be home, you can scare them away. There's a lot of defense mechanisms out there. Motion sensored sprinklers. You can hang sparkly tinsel up, CDs, aluminum pan, something of that. So when the wind blows, turkeys are very spooky, spooked easily, at least in the wild. So we want to try to mimic something that will scare them in our own backyard in order to deter those birds from coming in our yard and making them go somewhere else. We want to make the animals feel very uncomfortable, make it a very nervous situation. So by doing a lot of different things, whether with deer or rabbits or turkeys, we want to get them to get out of our yard and go elsewhere. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.